very strong. He can come in out of his breaks. He's very elusive. He can change directions, makes the DBs think that he's going one way, comes out the other way. He's very exciting to watch just because of the plays that he can make. It's just seeing him do it on a consistent level. And so far, since I've been here, he's been pretty consistent. I mean, I know it's year two for him, so I'm still getting to learn him as a person mainly. You know, I see what he does as a player, so just trying to get to know him as a person and see how I can help in any way that I can, really. I know I've been in the league a lot longer, so not a lot longer, but like a few years. You know, these young guys coming out, you know, you just try to help them in any way that you can.
Joshua Palmer talking about Bulldog. Signed a tryout contract with the Bills. He's been in the league longer than Bulldog. That's accurate. Wants to just help any way he can.
I appreciate that help.
It's actually Coleman he's talking about.
Oh.
Sorry, everyone. Taking you down that path. Late July, preseason tomorrow night. Camp, everything, all of it. Futures, bets. You got Sam on Friday. I won't be here, but I've been watching his show again of late, Sam and Joe. Bet Sweats. Watched this morning. Did some football futures they did today. So we're there. NFL. Fantasy, right? Got to mention fantasy. Oh, something happened.
What's that now?
Something happened. I'll just say how I feel about this.
Something happened.
Never, ever agree to a trade and then renege.
All right.
Even if you thought about it and you weren't thrilled about it, you still have to do it.
Well, once you agree, yeah.
Once you agree, you still have to do it.
You can't. There's no follow-up email. Hey, you know, I shouldn't have hit send already. I'm having second thoughts. No.
That's how I feel.
Too bad. That should be binding. You sent word that you agree, then you agree, and then that's it. I'm turning my phone off.
100%. Keep your dignity.
Yeah.
You know what? Because now you're the guy that did that.
Nobody likes the guy that does something like that.
No.
I mean, even if it's one of your best friends that you've had a great relationship with, that would damage the friendship, I think. Like, you would think less. I would think less of
me,
a person. Yeah. In this case, sure. I would. I mean, I don't think it would harm us irreparably or something, but I would, like, I can't believe he did that.
I have a close friend that I feel that way about. Trading with him is really, like, annoying.
Uh-huh.
Because you know this person.
Yes, I do. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He will say yes. Would you do this? Yes. I will say yes. And then he'll be like, all right, I'll get back to you.
Right.
Like, no, no, no. No, 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 no.
Right.
You said this was an offer. I mean, sometimes that can be vague, but once it isn't, this was an offer. If I say yes to it, we're doing it. Nobody wants to go first.
Right.
Nobody wants to send the offer because everybody's always afraid that their offer is like too cheap. And if I send you a trade offer and you just take it, what's my reaction going to be?
I could have gotten more. I got robbed. Yeah,
I could have gotten more.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what almost every fantasy player does is they announce like in the chat or on Discord or whatever, some thread.
Yeah. Hey, I'm thinking about maybe doing this. What do you guys think?
Chuba Hubbard is on the block.
Yeah.
And I go, well, why wasn't he? Why aren't all your players available? Like, I don't care if you want to. I could go all day. You know it. I mean, I could have a podcast on this stuff, which I do.
Like, yeah, I think you already do that. Yeah, actually.
The guy, the guy's move is he asks me the same way every time. Would you consider trading Malik Nabers? Right? Somebody like that.
Yeah.
Would you consider, I'll just get a text. Would you consider trading Malik Nabers? What's my answer? Sure.
Yeah. What are you prepared to offer me for Malik Nabers?
I would consider trading Malik Nabers. What do you want? I want Malik Nabers. But if you want to try to trade for Malik Nabers, do it.
Build a trade, send it to me, and I'll tell you whether I like that or not.
That's right.
That's enough.
That's it.
You've got a deal.
I'm not going to go shopping Malik Nabers. What sense does that make? But I also don't want to just say no,
right?
Because there would be an offer conceivably that would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So would you consider trading Malik Nabers? Yes. Back to you. Like, but Once you say, this one I think is a more obvious. Like, once you say you would do a deal, then you need to do the deal.
Yeah, especially if you initiated the whole thing to begin with. Like in this scenario, right? Would you take such and such from my team for this guy from your team? And I guess, I don't know, how much lifting is Wood doing there, right? Because it's not, like, maybe this person feels like that's not an official offer, because I'm merely asking you, would you do this?
Versus will you?
Will you?
Oh.
Right? I have a trade offer for you. Is like a declaration, like, I'm ready to do this now. Would is a little more vague, I think. I still don't like it, but I think maybe I'm guessing this person feels like I'm feeling you out by asking, would you do this? I still don't. I think it's kind of crappy.
Yeah, that can get a little bit murky.
Yeah.
But you know, you said yes. Right. It's not worth it. Now you're the guy that reneged on the trade.
Yeah,
that's I don't want to trade with you again.
Yeah, would. I can find some wiggle room there. This, no.
No.
You tell me yes, that's it. We're done.
That's it.
There's no walking that back.
What can happen, where there would be also wiggle room, is if a trade offer is sent mistakenly. Like, there's something wrong, something you didn't mean to include, or you just misdid it somehow. And that has happened to me, where I woke up, I've told this story before, Mike Dempsey's league. I woke up one morning, some apps are more confusing to me at least than others. And so it said, this player for a first round pick. I'm like, oh, I'd love a first round pick. I'm in. Just snap call. But it turned out I was the one sending the first round pick.
Right. It was the reverse of what you
thought. I have too many teams to know, like, who's on every one of these teams. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't think about, is this guy actually someone that I have? It wasn't. So I traded a one for, you know, some.
And even with that, there was no backing out of it.
I did not. I chose to not make that request.
Try to back up. Right.
That's right. Because that's embarrassing.
Right.
I live with it. I did it.
Right.
And I told Mike, and Mike even said, oh, you should have just asked me to undo it. I'm like, I would never.
Right. Well, that's admirable about you, I think.
I'm not proud of everything about myself, but this one is one that this is an area where
there's got to be a code. People have to have a code, whether there are laws or not. Code.
You could do it the Sneaky Joe way.
What's the Sneaky Joe way?
Well, it can be sneaky, but what I like this about Joe, he'll just send you the offer. He sent me an offer 2 days ago. It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately rejected it. But, you know, I respect that he was willing to put a price on his guy. Like, here, I would give you this. You never know who somebody else likes or doesn't like.
There was no feeling out. It was just, here's this.
Yeah, he's having fun with it.
Right.
It took me -8 seconds to reject the trade.
Right.
I actually pulled my hamstring sprinting for the button across the room because I take pride in how fast I can turn down an awful trade offer. Here's Kurt with us. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm pulling back from a trade that happened in my league, except the guy who pulled back was the commissioner of the league. So he used his commissioner powers to cancel the trade and then was like trying to talk his way out of it. It caused all sorts of mayhem in the league.
Yeah, I think this commissioner needs to be impeached and you need to quit this league. That's what my advice would be. That might be an overreaction. This might be, I don't know, it could be your dad you're talking about. I don't know. But so, you know, my apologies if I'm overstepping, but I would quit.
Probably your friend.
Yeah, friends from like high school, so it's hard. But now we just have this ridiculous oligarchy of commissioners, and hopefully never not something like this happens again.
That's a mess.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Don't like it at all.
I tend to be the type to have too many rules, so that the like loopholes aren't found. You know, things like that. But there was one league. You know, I'm a sure thing, right? So I almost always say yes. And there was one league with a very fun, interesting format, and I really got into it. I spent time like trying to figure out on my own, all right, what are player values going to be like in this league? Because this is unusual. Like, it was cool. And so I, you know, was planning on joining. I might have even had, well, this is kind of back to the other thing. I might have even agreed to do it. And then I was in a conversation. I didn't know the guy very well, but I was like excited. And I was in a conversation with him in person one night after work. And he started talking about trading guys for food.
Huh?
That he would give you free pizza for that he might have done something like that before. That, you know, hey, if you wanted a pizza or something, sure, we could work. I'm like, I'm out.
Right.
I'm out. There can't be under the table.
Yeah, no, I'm not here for I'm not here for bartering other, commerce. That is not okay.
Never, ever, ever.
No, right.
It's like I'm trying to get a job with a contractor or something and through a politician. Just take this. Bribes. No, all that's bad.
Yeah,
Bulldog.
Doesn't sound right at all.
I'm maybe naive, but all that should be obviously banned. Hall of Fame game tomorrow night, Chargers and Lions. Trey Lance, I think the whole first half for LA.
Why not the whole game? Do they have another guy that they,
sure they do.
Was the third overall pick in a draft that needs reps? I mean, why not just play him?
I'm sure they do. We just did this the other day,
all the
backup quarterbacks.
Right.
He would be their third. Taylor Heinicke.
Okay, yep.
So probably if he's healthy, I don't know who's healthy or who's not in this case. But if he's healthy, maybe it's Trey Lance and Taylor Heinicke tomorrow night versus, if not, Jared Goff, Hendon Hooker, and Kyle Allen. Wasn't he here?
Yes, I think.
For a year?
I got to tell you, as far as preseason, even the Hall of Fame game, football goes, Trey Lance, Hendon Hooker. This game every year comes and it's the same every year. And then the Bills' first preseason game is similar. It's like, all right, football. 8 minutes into the first quarter. What else is on? My God, this is intolerable. Hendon Hooker, Trey Lance is going to keep my attention, I predict.
Let's find out.
I liked Hendon Hooker coming out. There was a point where I thought, like, if Goff doesn't work, by the time they drafted Hooker, I think Goff was already demonstrating that he was going to work out for them. But I liked Hooker. I wasn't quite as high on him as, say, I was Jalen Milroe this last draft cycle. But I liked Hendon Hooker. And he and Trey Lance playing NFL football from Canton, Ohio tomorrow that's going to keep my attention.
Last year's Hall of Fame game, Bears 21, Texans 17, no Caleb Williams, no C.J. Stroud in that one. Yeah. It was Davis Mills versus Tyson Bagent. So this is better than that. You're right.
This is way better than that.
You have a good feeling about the quarterbacks here, and I get it. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. None of this segment was anything about what we talked about before. It ended up being about trades and Trey Lance. But, hey, that happens sometimes. Hope you were able to hang with us there.
Yeah. It's okay. It allowed me to keep my attention on this Red Sox-Twins game where the Twins have obviously gone to a position player to pitch the ninth inning and the Red Sox hit back-to-back home runs off them. So it was 9-1, now it's 13-1, and, like, you know, it's getaway day, and, like, holy cow, already, Boston. The umpire's going to be like, will you stop hitting the ball? Can we just all go home now, please?
So this Clemens you're saying is not Roger Clemens
or
his son?
I'm only asserting that because of the form he's displaying throwing this ball to the home plate. It does not look like he's a pitcher.
Nice little tight strike there at 64.
Right.
On the black. I think it's their first baseman. I'll look it up. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.